ABC Radio Australia.
Tributes have been pouring in from across Vanuatu and the Pacific, all the way to the contested region of West Papua in Indonesia after the death of a prominent church and community elder. Pastor Alan Nafuki died at the weekend. Born in 1950 when Vanuatu was still New Hebrides, he lived a busy life serving as a politician but was also the chairman of the Vanuatu Christian Council. He campaigned for Vanuatu's independence and he was also an avid supporter of the West Papua Independence Campaign, as Carolyn Tiraman reports.
Pastor Alan Nafuki grew up on the remote Vanuatu island of Eremango, where he attended a local mission primary school. It's been said he chose a life of service to right past wrongs. Several missionaries had been murdered on the island that earned it the nickname Martyr Island. So as a young man, he went to study in the coastal town of Rabaul in Papua New Guinea. He graduated as a pastor in the Presbyterian Church before returning to Vanuatu, where he held many leadership roles in the Christian community. But he also served as a member of parliament and helped fight for Vanuatu's own independence from France and Britain. And Pastor Nafuki continued to fight for others too. He was well known for his social justice advocacy, especially for his support for the campaign for independence for the Indonesian region of West Papua. Neil Netaf, a community leader on Vanuatu's Santo Island, says Pastor Nafuki was very passionate about many issues and will be greatly missed.
A community person, a well-known right among the grassroots people, church, as far as up to the national level. His standing in the community is, you can see him visibly on social justice issues. That's apart from just being a minister of church solely. So he's involved with West Papua, he's involved in sports, he's involved in youth work. There's so many society activities that he's involved with. So, frankly, to put it simply, he's a very outstanding community person at all levels. Surely he will be missed. Among the government circles, he's a former MP, Member of Parliament, and he still provides very strong support for one of the parties that now in coalition, Vanuatu Party, and he's very, very powerful and very active person as well. Supporting his party, Vanuatu Party, which is the main coalition in the current government. And yes, from the church standpoint on social issues, he left a big hole. Yes, a big gap there as of yesterday. I'm really kind of like, I really don't know who's going to feel and be able to continue to maintain that leadership that he has at that level. So he's just one of those persons that is unique and very popular among the church and the community at large, including the government as well. And not only that, at the regional level as well. The issue of West Papua is just, if I can compare him with some previous church leaders, he stood out the most visibly, and his involvement is much greater. And our friends from West Papua will surely ensure all of us who are supporters of the West Papuan cause will surely miss him.
Tributes have indeed flowed from supporters of independence for West Papua. Pastor Nafuki had been the president of the Vanuatu Free West Papua Association until his death. Ronnie Kareni is an independence activist and member of the United Liberation Movement of West Papua, or ULMWP, who's based in Australia.
The people of West Papua mourns the loss of Pastor Alan Nafuki, as we heard about the news. And we greatly honour his service towards the people of Vanuatu through his Christian practice. And more so, his long-time advocacy on the issue of self-determination and decolonization of the people of Melanesia. And particularly when we see with West Papua case, Pastor Allen Afuki has been on the front line in advocating, despite who is in the government, he makes sure that the issue of West Papua is at the forefront in Vanuatu's foreign ministerial advocacy or in multilateral conversations or multilateral fora, especially with the MSG meeting, with the Pacific Island Forum, even as far as to the African Caribbean Pacific grouping. He has been staunch in that. And so for the people of West Papua, we also mourn his death. And also, as we stand together, we will continue the work, the legacy, the advocacy that he has been doing. And this is a conversation within the West Papuan leadership and the movement to continue to honor him of his service and of his contribution in advocating for West Papua's right to self-determination.
West Papuan independence activist Ronnie Karani, who is based in Australia, remembering the late Vanuatu pastor Allen Afuki, who died at the weekend. Carolyn Tierman reporting there.